Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, I can't wait for the full update here later this morning from the Joker, John Jackson. He was telling me about one of these Trump derangement seminars. That's what I'm calling it. The Democrats are claiming that they're doing these town hall meetings. Oh, it's I am embarrassed for the Montana Democrat Party. These Trump derangement syndrome seminars they are hosting across Montana. I mean, what do you say without just being mean, without just sounding mean? What do you say? The Montana Democrat Party is a party that is in total, utter, complete, give me some more words, break out the thesaurus for me here, complete and total disarray. What I'm embarrassed for them. It's just like, oh, what are you guys doing? That what they're basically saying is, hey, let's get the nastiest, angriest, craziest of our supporters, and let's pack them all into one room. Boy, that wouldn't that be great? But apparently, I don't know if the Trump derangement syndrome party last night that they had at the Lincoln Center, which is the headquarters for a school district, too, the largest school district in the state in Billings, Montana. somebody sent me like photographs of the slide deck. Some like left wing nut job was given some presentation. And I was just like, oh, my, like you people are nuts. You're a bunch of freaking nut jobs. It's like that crazy lady in Butte. Did you see this lady? She's probably not even from Butte. She's probably some left-wing activist who drove into Butte to screw up your parade in Butte, America, on St. Patrick's. I wonder, when are the people in Butte going to stand up and say, okay, enough of you people being jerks, enough of you people being disrespectful. Butte on St. Patrick's Day is one of the best events in the entire country. But there's a small group of these left-wing Democrats who want to ruin St. Patrick's Day in Butte. They want to ruin America. We've already seen that. They want to destroy everything. They want to tear down every institute. Did you guys see the video of this crazy lady? Heather Swift had shared this video. This woman literally starts hitting. So a Montana congressman and Navy SEAL veteran Ryan Zinke was walking in the Butte St. Patrick's Day parade, as he pretty much has always done. And you always get the drunken Democrats, they can't even be respectful on St. Patrick's Day. But this woman, like, is practically hitting children with her sign. She goes and hits somebody, probably somebody who was part of, Zinke's crew in the parade. There's women, you can see in the video, who are, like, pulling their kids back away from this crazy liberal woman. And they're like, lady, there's kids here. And then the lady starts yelling at the women with the children. This is the Montana Democrat Party. This is why they think that somehow getting in everybody's faces and yelling, screaming at everybody, that somehow that's going to win back the American people. Again, they are a party that is in total, complete, utter, give me some more words, disarray.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Areas of snow linger early on today through the Bozeman area with an inch or two possible in some areas yet. Otherwise, looking at rain and some snow mixed across areas towards Billings early with little or no accumulation. High temperature readings will range from the mid-30s in Bozeman, mid-40s in Billings, with partly cloudy skies tonight, mid-teens to mid-20s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
Now that the government is funded through the end of September, it's expected that the Trump administration will move ahead on a redistribution of military funds and priorities. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth laid out the plan, while appearing on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
Per the president's direction, we're going to rebuild the military.
Hegseth describing the principle behind the change.
You're going to see a historic investment in the weapons and modernization required to stand up to our enemies.
He calls it a shift from Biden priorities to Trump priorities. As for the weapons and projects that will be highlighted,
shipbuildings, the long-range munitions, hypersonics, long-range drones, Golden Dome.
The secretary also stating that the shift is not just about the present, but the future as well.
We're going to reinvest overwhelmingly in systems and rebuild this military because our kids and grandkids require it.
Kevin Liston, Fox News.
Well, this news came out just as the show wrapped up on Monday. Kurt Almy has been named acting U.S. attorney for the state of Montana by Attorney General Pam Bondi. He's a pro, he's a class act, and just an all-around great Montanan who knows a thing or two about law and order. Yeah, Kurt Almy, check out that news. Go to x.com/Aaron Flint. And for the rest of your Montana Talks headlines, best thing to do, get the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, and you'll get all the updates. You can listen live and more.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh man, I scribbled some notes of some things to talk about, and I can't even interpret my own note. What was I saying about re-entry? Anyway, I'll figure it out at some point here. I was a busboy and a waiter in high school and college. And so I have the worst handwriting ever. My daughter and I went to the grocery store after school yesterday. And, you know, she had a list, or I think my wife maybe made the list. And then I scribbled a couple things at the bottom. And we get to the bottom of the list. She's like, what is this? And I was like, oh, that's protein bars. Don't worry. She's like, oh, your handwriting. I was like, yeah, it's really bad chicken scratch. If you work in the restaurant business, you know how it goes. You're just trying to, you know, scribble. That I feel like the restaurant business kind of trained me to be in the military. It was like, you got to go fast. You got to be quick on your feet. And some days you're like, holy cow, I only got about 4 hours of sleep last night. I was in class all day. Then I had to run to Capitol Hill for a little internship. And now I guess I'm waiting tables till 11 o'clock or midnight. Here we go. And so, but also it would train you for the acronyms. You know, steak was STK, BC was blue jeans, whatever. Anyway, so, all right, let's see. I don't even know what that note was, but I scribbled a few other notes here. Stephen Miller unleashed. Stephen Miller, man, he went after this liberal attorney who is defending the Trende Aragua rapists and murderers. We'll get to that here this morning. Plus, Tom Homan with the quote of the day. Some reporter was asking Tom Homan, the border czar. He's like, well, what about this law that says blah, blah? This is a 200-year-old law that President Trump is using to deport these rapists and murderers. It's a 200-year-old law. He said, yeah, our Constitution is older than that, but we still listen to the Constitution, don't we? Well, we should. So that's a great quote we'll have for you. And then, of course, the other note I scribbled down was the TDS seminar, the Trump derangement seminar at the Lincoln Center last night. I think John Jackson will have a full report for us here later this morning. Let me start with this, though. Montana Senator Steve Daines, he was on Fox News with Harris Faulkner yesterday. And by the way, credit to Kat in Sydney. On X, she first shared a little bit of the video. She must have been watching it live, and she said, hey, here you go, Steve Daines on Fox News. There was another guy who was on Fox News who actually was on the ground. I don't know if I sent that audio to Caden or not, but anyway, one of the federal agents who was on the ground in Belgrade and Bozeman, Montana, I think he was on the ground anyway. He referenced being in Montana. He was also on Fox News talking about these violent Venezuelan gang members that were arrested in Montana. Here's the big story, though. The Venezuelan gang members, the TDA operatives that were busted in Bozeman, Montana, They were on the flight over the weekend to El Salvador. Isn't that beautiful? Absolutely beautiful. But listen to what Senator Steve Daines told Harris Faulkner yesterday.
Six of those Tren de Aragua came from your hometown of Bozeman.
Yeah, would you ever think they're right there in Montana? Our local law enforcement across Montana, we've been battling the Mexican cartels for years. But they have these TDA gang members in Bozeman, Montana, six of them arrested by ICE and deported. These are the worst of the worst. Of course, this gang began in a Venezuelan prison. This is a multinational crime operation involved in drugs, in murders, in prostitution. Six of these gang members in Bozeman, Montana. Thank God for President Trump's leadership and getting these guys off the street and deporting out of this country.
So, Senator, moments ago you had shared with me that ICE knew about the six TDA in Bozeman, Montana, but because of the Biden administration's policies, had not moved on them.
Yeah, they were just kind of leaning back. Once President Trump was elected, they're leaning in and not afraid to deal with this. President Trump understands he's got to keep this country safe. And one of his important responsibilities is getting these hardened criminals off of our streets and out of our country.
So how is it that a judge steps in? That doesn't help keep us safe. What's the motive there? I mean, is there something that judge is, in your opinion, trying to legally do to protect us? Because I don't see it.
I'll tell you what, this is an important role of the United States Senate, is making sure we get the right judges on the bench. One of the most important votes I take as a U.S. senator is when we put one of these federal judges on the bench. That's a lifetime appointment. And some of these judges are out there far left. Look at the ACLU. ACLU is representing these guys.
Yeah, there you go. The ACLU representing foreign, violent Venezuelan gang members, terrorists, on our land. Well, not on our land anymore. At least nearly 300 that were shipped down to El Salvador. And look at the way the Dems are kicking and screaming, and the media kicking and screaming over the fact that these violent Venezuelan gang members and MS-13 gang members and others are being deported. There was one other soundbite Senator Steve Daines was on with Harris Faulkner, where he talked about his meeting. He met with President Trump in the Oval Office the other day. They were talking about China. Senator Steve Daines, as you know, actually lived in China when he started his private sector career. So he's got some very interesting insight on China. And our farmers and ranchers want access to Chinese markets and the billion-plus consumers there. So anyway, I'll play another clip where Steve Daines talks about China and just the size of the China economy, his conversation with President Trump in the Oval Office, and much more. And Tom Holman, the quote of the day. We're going to have to play this one a few times today because, you know, we got some great 6 o'clock hour listeners. More folks wake up next hour. We take even more across the state later on in the 8 o'clock
hour. This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Build a better mousetrap and the world will be a path to your door. But in big chunks of the economy where government regulation holds sway, that doesn't really apply. Two that immediately come to mind are regulated utilities and medical drugs and equipment. The path to profit for a utility, in the language of the industry, is getting new investment into the rate base. That means building new things that the regulator agrees are needed, or prudent, in the language of regulation. This increases the capital that the company is allowed to earn a rate of return on, which determines prices and revenues. Increasingly, this is a purely political process that has little to do with better mousetraps. New drugs and medical equipment might be incredible, but if they don't get approval from Medicare, they're little value to those who make them. The giant program dominates how companies are paid, since more than 50% of health care is paid for by a federal government agency. One wonders what kinds of things might be on our shelves if the bureaucrats had approved them. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Secretary of State Marco Rubio sailed to confirmation on January 20th, just hours after President Trump took office. Senators confirmed their former colleague 99-0. Rubio served in the Senate as a Republican from Florida since 2011. But now some Democrats and even some Republicans are questioning their vote to confirm Rubio. Democratic Nevada Senator Jackie Rosen says the way Rubio performed as a senator and the way he's operating as Secretary of State are, quote, not one and the same. Ukraine supporter GOP South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds said Rubio is still trying to get his sea legs. Democratic Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy and Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen say they both regret voting for Rubio. It's believed that if Rubio pushes back against President Trump, he could find himself out of a job. Quote, there's a lot of chefs in the kitchen, and he's one of them, said Republican Montana Senator Steve Daines of Rubio. And Maine Republican Susan Collins said it would be better if DOJ recommendations went through Rubio. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordmund. More details are being revealed over USDA's Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, or ECAP. The Economic Relief Assistance for Producers is scheduled to start with sign-up next week. Deputy Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Brooke Appleton, shares more on the details.
Sign-up will remain open until August 15th of this year. If you do not want to wait for that pre-filled application, you can visit your local office, you can visit our website, you can apply there as well. Eligible producers must report their 2024 crop year planted and prevented planted acres to USDA. And if you have not done that, you just need to do it before the filing deadline. We are working on sending pre-filled applications to farmers who submitted your acreage reports already for 2024.
Appleton says various online tools such as a payback calculator and FAQ sheet will also be a part of the rollout. That's worth up to $10 billion in payments under ECAP.
We'll roll out a slew of tools for you to use on our website, calculator, FAQ document, if you will. But ECAP assistance will be calculated using a flat payment rate for the eligible commodity multiplied by the eligible reported acres. And then payments are based on acreage and not production. So for reported acres such as prevented plant, the ECAP assistance will be calculated at 50%.
For more on the $10 billion that is a part of the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program administered by the USDA, contact your local USDA Service Center today.
Ready to get serious about horn fly control this year? Smart Lick Tubs, fortified with Altacid feed-through fly control, is the most convenient and proven supplement solution available to cattle producers. Altacid works by breaking the life cycle of horn flies. Smart Lick with Altacid should be fed 30 days before last frost throughout the warm months and 30 days after the first frost in fall. It's not just another tub. It's proven fly control. Don't wait. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com.
Ranchers, this Thursday, March 20th, it's the Rough Country Breeders Production Sale at Glasgow Stockyards, Glasgow, Montana. This year, Martin Red Angus will sell 12 Red Angus bulls and 32 commercial Bangs vaccinated Red Angus heifers. Rising Fork Cattle will sell 7 black and Red Angus bulls, and Cos Angus will sell 17 black Angus bulls. Sale time is 1 o'clock. Also selling that day, between 400 and 500 head of feeder cattle. Get all the details online at GlasgowStockyards.com.
Returning back here on this Tuesday morning, where today marks the 52nd year that National Ag Day has taken place. Now it's a time to celebrate the farmers and ranchers who keep America fed, fueled, and clothed. Organized by the Agriculture Council of America, this year's theme is Growing a Climate for Tomorrow, and it highlights the agriculture industry's role in sustainability and innovation. Ag Day awareness and education is taking place from classrooms all the way to Capitol Hill, taking place nationwide to educate the public and advocate for policies that support rural communities. With agriculture contributing over $1 trillion to the U.S. economy, National Ag Day reminds us that every meal starts with a farmer or rancher. So as you go out and about here today, if you are a farmer or rancher yourself, thank you and have a great Ag Day. Or if you are a consumer that understands and respects all the work that farmers and ranchers do, make sure and tip the hat to those hardworking men and women that keep the nation and world fed and clothed. Again, happy National Ag Day, and many states and regions are celebrating National Ag Week as well. But again, this is the 52nd annual National Ag Day. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Northland. Happy National Ag Day, friends.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, there was a lot of words we could use to describe these Trump derangement seminars that the Montana Democrats are hosting, this their latest stunt. I've got a story here from the Bozeman Daily Chronicle. in my stack of stuff here that I still haven't even organized, but that's all right. That's why I take advantage of every break throughout the morning to try to keep reading all the stuff that we printed up here in the mad rush to get ready for the show. Right on, John in Bozeman says insanity is the word that you were looking for. Yeah, there's so many different words that could be used to describe the train wreck in the Democrat Party right now. Speaking of that, isn't it just crazy? I mean, it's insanity to use right on John's word here, what they are defending right now. I mean, every single one of these illegal aliens who came into this country illegally should all be deported, should all be sent back where they came from or somewhere else. But now they're defending the rapists and the murderers and the Trende Aragua gang members who were terrorizing Bozeman, Montana, and Belgrade, Montana. That's who they're rising in defense of right now. Sean Hannity last night had a great segment with a great song. In fact, some of you maybe had a little too much fun in Butte for St. Patrick's Day yesterday, last night. Are they still trying to kick you out of the bars in Butte? The swamp guy's in right now, you know, trying to clean up the bar. And he's like, good night, guys. The bar is closed.
Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay.
The band did not endorse the use of their song, and needless to say, Democrats, the media mob, they're not happy about any of it. They are now so deeply concerned with the violent Latin American gang members that Biden and Harris allowed into the country. Can't make it up, but take a look.
When you heard the president and his top aides talking about mass deportations, they over and over said, we're going to start with the most criminal among us, but we don't have any evidence of who the people really are and what their backgrounds truly are.
We can't trust this administration to actually use a scalpel, but instead they love to use a butcher knife on things. And so giving them this wide latitude to just kind of go across and just claim that anybody is anything is wrong. And to think that people are now being sent there without due process, Anna, that part is definitely unprecedented.
You just got to keep your eyes open, y'all. Because if they can just come up and take somebody because they've made a decision that you're supposed to be that person, any one of us could find ourselves being deported to some country.
Don't give them any idea.
Or go self-deport yourself to Ireland with Rosie O'Donnell. Give me a break, you bunch of nut jobs. He's within the... My goodness, somebody just sent me, I don't have TikTok, but I could view the video. Somebody sent me another video of this crazy lady in Butte. I don't even think she's from Butte. I think she just showed up, probably paid for by some NGO funded by your taxpayer dollars before Doge went to work. She's screaming, F you! Ah! There's like a bunch of little kids. How many of you love to take your kids to Uptown Butte for the St. Patrick's Day parade? And these Democrats want to destroy it. They don't want people coming to Butte and spending money and getting lunch and going out to dinner and hanging out at the pubs. They just want it for themselves. And they'll cuss and scream in front of your kids. They'll practically smack your kids with their Democrat signs. Like, I know that the Butte was always historically a Irish Catholic Democrat stronghold, but like the Democrat Party, they don't care about your union jobs. They kicked Keystone Pipeline workers to the curb. By the way, when they fired Keystone Pipeline workers, there were veterans building that pipeline. They fired veterans. And when the Stillwater mines shut down because of Joe Biden and John Tester's policies, there were veterans that lost their jobs. I know because I had guys that served in a unit that I commanded. One guy worked for the Stillwater mine, and they were very good to him while we were deployed overseas. All of these private sector jobs, when they were shut down because of Biden Tester policies, and a lot of union jobs that were lost, there were veterans that worked for those companies. You guys weren't screaming and throwing signs. My goodness. I mean, but these people don't care about Butte. They don't care about Montana. They don't care about the future of this country. They care about stealing money from you, the taxpayers, taking money out of your hard-earned paycheck and funneling it into their political groups to support their ground troops. That's exactly what Elon Musk is exposing right now. The way they're using your money against you, using your money to shut down your union job. They're using your money to do their political activities, to go try to destroy a beautiful parade and tradition in Butte, Montana. So I just wonder, are the people in Butte going to rise up and clean up? I know there's a lot of Democrats still in Butte. You know, no matter how much the Democrat Party abandons you, you're still going to be a Democrat. You're going to, but it's like wearing a Denver Broncos jersey. You grew up wearing a Denver Broncos jersey, and you'll keep wearing a Denver Broncos. But this isn't a game. This isn't a sport. This is your town. This is your city. This is your community. This is your kids that are seeing this nonsense right in front of them. Moms pulling their kids away. I mean, what a bunch of freaking nut jobs. All right, that closing time song, though, wasn't that perfect? You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. The federal government actually included that song in a video.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
I want hair plugs like Joe Biden. Have you guys seen, you guys remember seeing photographs and video of Joe Biden back when he was plagiarizing in the presidential race in the 1980s? He had less hair in the 1980s than he has now when he's in his 80s. How does Joe Biden have all that hair? Well, that's why Rush Limbaugh called him Plugs Biden. Plugs. And I was just thinking about that. I was like, I still have a full head of hair here, you know. But you know, as you start to age, that hairline starts to move back a little bit. Starts to just like the slow creep, right? And I was thinking, you know, does the VA? Maybe you guys can tell me this. Does the VA cover hair plugs? Let's say you didn't have a full head of hair, and you're like, you know, I'd really love to have a full head of hair. I would like to identify as a guy with a full head of hair. Does the VA pay for that? Do they cover those sort of things? Because that's what came to mind. I saw this story in the Military Times here, a piece by Leo Shane III. VA leaders announce end to all transgender-related care. That's what they call it, care. Chopping off your you-know-what. That's care for veterans. Why are we paying for that? You mean we have veterans that can't get actual legitimate medical needs covered and paid for, and then you get the bureaucratic mumbo-jumbo BS. Wait a minute, was that authorized? Yeah, you told me. But Biden actually ignored federal law, and during the Biden administration, your taxpayer dollars actually funded chopping off body parts. Elective surgeries. I want to look like a woman. You paid for that. But yet there's veterans who have actual, you know, hurts and needs and challenges. Well, sorry, we don't cover that. Yeah. Or other just elective. You want to have hair like Plugs Biden? I don't think the VA pays for that. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's probably one guy, oh, yeah, hey, I got plugs put in. Hey, look at this. Yeah. Jeez, what a wacky world we've been living in these last 4 years. That's why, you know, somebody, I think it was, you know, who was it, the Lincoln Project, whatever those clowns are, they put out a tweet. Are you better off now than you were 8 weeks ago? Yes. Heck yes. Now, if you're a Trende Aragua gang member, no, you're not better off now than you were 8 weeks ago. But for everyday Americans, heck yes. Heck yes, we are better off now than we were 8 weeks ago. Now, we understand that there's a lot of work that's going to be need to be done to clean up this mess, but we are way better off now than we were 8 weeks ago. All right, let's see. I got to get to the quote of the day by Tom Homan. Actually, let me start with that. That's a quick one. The quote of the day by Border Czar Tom Homan and Wokeness shared this C-SPAN clip. Hannity had it on last night as well. Fox and Friends is yapping about it a little bit here this morning as well as I checked in on their coverage. Tom Homan, I think the question is included in here. Let me play the clip for you. If the question wasn't thrown in, I'll tell you what the question was after the answer right here.
You say to those who claim you're using a 200-year-old law to circumvent your process.
An old law? Not as old as the Constitution. We still pay attention to that, don't we?
But some would say this.
How many more times do you plan on the 40,000? Oh, I love it. Yeah, I think you could hear the question there pretty good. It's an old law. Oh, yeah, an old law? Well, Constitution's older than that. Man, Tom Homan is just, Tom Homan has got to be one of the best communicators our federal government has ever seen. He's got to be in the top five list. Ronald Reagan, the great communicator. Donald J. Trump. Man, the fighter, right? But when you want to talk just about communicators alone, President Ronald Reagan was known as the great communicator. You could put Tom Homan in the top five list right up there with President Reagan, if you ask me. Just the bluntness. It's just like having a guy in the team room. Such good stuff. Just telling you, breaking it down just like it is. You know, when some stupid bureaucratic paperwork requirement comes down, and all the guys are like, what the heck? Why are they making us do that? Why are we doing this? That's the kind of response Tom Homan provides for America, for Americans. Let's go back. Montana Senator Steve Daines was on Fox News with Harris Faulkner yesterday. He was talking about the six Tren de Aragua operatives that were arrested in Bozeman, Montana, and how they are now in El Salvador. That's right. The Tren de Aragua gang members arrested in Montana. You're out of here. You're out. We'll have to have our producer, Caden Bjornstedt, is gearing up for umpire season. We'll have to do, maybe Caden can record a special Montana Talks exclusive. You're out. You're out of here. You know, with some emphasis, too. We don't want just, the kid at bat, three strikes. He's out of here. We want the other team's coach is so absurd, he's so crazy, that you've got to throw the other team's coach out of the stadium altogether. That's the kind of, you're out of here we want for these Tren de Aragua gang members. They're out of here. They're now in El Salvador. And, of course, the Democrats and the ACLU and the left-wing media, they're kicking and screaming because they want their gang members back. Somebody's got to funnel money into their political campaigns. Steve Daines was also talking about China. He sat down with, President Trump sat down in the Oval Office. Senator Steve Daines was standing in the photographs that I saw, like everybody who enters the Oval Office. You know, you're standing for the president. He might be sitting at the Oval Office desk, but you're standing. Anyway, Steve Daines met with President Trump, and apparently President Trump is going to be sending Steve Daines to go talk to the Chinese here in a little bit about markets, the trade deficit, and more.
It's the Mexican cartels that are producing the fentanyl, but those precursors, the raw materials, come from China. It's the leading cause of death for 18 to 45-year-old Americans. We lost nearly 100,000 Americans last year to fentanyl poisoning. I will be talking with the Chinese leadership about what they can do. They can do a whole lot more to shut down the flow of these chemicals that go to Mexico. And then fentanyl comes in the United States.
Well, no doubt the president understands your history in China. And 6 years, you mentioned to me, with Procter & Gamble, you lived inside China. How is it different today in terms of dealing with them? We've got the tariff situation going on. What are you anticipating as you land?
Well, when I was working back there back in the 90s, we had two children born in Hong Kong back then. It was about a $500 billion economy. Today, it's $15 trillion, the second largest economy in the world. In fact, four times larger than the third largest economy, which is Germany and Japan. So it's a massive economy. We have the largest trade deficit with any country in the world, and that's with China, about $300 billion. This will be about fentanyl. It will also be about this $300 billion trade deficit that we have with China, what we can do to change the trade practices. Big opportunity.
Yeah, anyway, that was fascinating. And then at the tail end of that clip, he talks about, hey, we've got farmers, we've got ranchers here in Montana that want access to that billion-plus market of consumers as well. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to get a readout following that trip from Senator Daines. Got a great message that just came in on the Montana Talks app. This comes from Light Brows in Hardin. Yeah, that reporter was saying, oh, you guys are using an old law to justify deporting these criminal gang members, rapists, and murderers. That's just an old law. And then Tom Homan says, well, yeah, and our Constitution is older than that, but we still follow the Constitution. Lightbrows and Hardin had a great message here. The Ten Commandments are older than the Constitution, and we still try to follow them. That's right, Lightbrows. Great, great message. Oh, so just old laws. Just old laws. Thou shalt not murder. Ah, just old laws. Old laws. What a bunch of nut jobs. Oh, man. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hey, I'll tell you what, man. At the top of the hour, I had to have my, I wouldn't call it a mid-morning snack. It's just my breakfast. My breakfast is so easy. It's so cheap. It's like grab and go, and it's really the best kind of breakfast to have. Because now, it used to be back in the day, I would like have to get one of those breakfast bowls that were like 500 freaking calories, and then they were kind of expensive, and you know, you had to haul food into work. You know what's great? After going through Billings' last diet, you know all I need for breakfast? Well, other than I still have my cup of coffee. Still have my cup of coffee. Not that you have to have coffee as part of the diet. I digress. But a simple protein bar. I had this like, you know, cookie dough protein bar, and that was a great breakfast. Or it could be like a chocolate protein shake, or it could be the protein chips, or, you know, if you go to Billings Last Diet, they actually even have, you know, like an egg omelet thing that you can whip up that's pure protein. And it cleans out the fat and everything like that, too. Anyway, they have so many different products to choose from. I'm telling you, over the long haul, not only are you going to lose a lot of weight, but you're going to save money, you're going to save time, and breakfast, grab and go, is going to be a lot easier. BillingsLastDiet.com, they got a remote option that works for the whole state, whole country, frankly.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Maybe they could stand for a young man that beat his battle with cancer, that has a dream of being in law enforcement, or a woman that lost her hero husband in law enforcement, or a young man that lost his father that was told he got into West Point. But if you look at these polls, it's an unmitigated disaster. You have, you know, the NBC poll, for example, just 25% of registered voters say they have a positive view of their party. These are Democrats saying this about their own party. And that is a record low. If you want to go back historically, it's the lowest number that they've had since 1990, believe it or not. The lowest positive approval rating since 1990.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Are you taking steps to help protect your money from the potential impact of world war? Russia and Ukraine, Israel, Gaza. We've seen threats from Iran, and now Syria has been taken over by extremists, putting the entire region at risk. The question is, how much more international conflict can we handle? And what impacts will these conflicts have on the global economy and your retirement savings? Right now, thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to precious metals like gold and silver to help them protect their hard-earned savings. You may not be able to control these global conflicts around the world, but you can control how you diversify your money. And that's where gold and silver could help. Right now, you can get a free gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. On top of that, you could get up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver for qualified accounts, but only while supplies last. So don't wait. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your free copy today and find out if you qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Areas of snow linger early on today through the Bozeman area with an inch or two possible in some areas yet. Otherwise, looking at rain and some snow mixed across areas towards Billings early with little or no accumulation. High temperature readings will range from the mid-30s in Bozeman, mid-40s in Billings, with partly cloudy skies tonight, mid-teens to mid-20s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlocki.
In the last few election cycles, it's become clear that Montana is moving further and further to the political right. It's also become clear that the only tool the political left has left in its toolbox is its stranglehold on Montana's judicial branch. That reality becomes even more stark when we see certain types of cases consistently routed to a judge with a demonstrable bias who, for all intent and purposes, is bought and paid for by a certain industry. Case in point, Helena District Court Judge Mike Minahan and his close ties to Planned Parenthood. For those who may not know, Judge Minahan is Planned Parenthood's go-to guy when it comes to abortion-related cases. From Planned Parenthood's perspective, it appears he's been a good investment that has paid off in spades, and it began long before he took his seat on the bench. Judge Minahan was formerly known as Representative Minahan and served in the Montana House of Representatives from 2009 to 2012. During that time, he was supported by Planned Parenthood and had a perfect 100% pro-abortion voting record. Abortion providers rewarded Representative Minahan for his allegiance with continued support when he decided to run for the district court. Once again, the investment paid off as Judge Minahan continues to rule in favor of a far-left political agenda. In addition to consistent pro-abortion rulings, he also enjoined a law that prohibited transgenders from retroactively changing the sex on their birth certificates. Last week, Judge Minahan struck down two abortion-related bills that were passed by the legislature in 2023 and signed into law by Governor Gianforte. The first was House Bill 575, a common-sense law that banned the abortion of viable fetuses at any point after 24 weeks of gestation. The courts have long held that abortion should only be allowed before the point of viability, and medical advances since Roe v. Wade was decided have decreased the age of viability from 28 weeks gestation down to 24 weeks. House Bill 575 simply required an ultrasound to make sure that the fetus was less than 24 weeks old. In his ruling, Judge Minahan took particular issue with the fact that an ultrasound would require an in-person visit. He said this could put a patient's life at risk. Quite the contrary, at a time when the use of do-it-yourself at-home abortions using mail-order drugs is skyrocketing, it's even more important to know the correct age of the child. Medication-induced abortions are only allowed up to 15 weeks gestation, and taking abortion pills when the pregnancy is too far along could result in serious complications, hemorrhaging, or even death. Although the state laid out these arguments, Minahan remained unswayed, and it appears his decision to strike House Bill 721 was also a foregone conclusion. That bill banned dismemberment abortion, a gruesome procedure that removes a fetus piece by piece rather than as an intact child. Because of a loophole in the law, it would have effectively banned abortions between 15 and 22 weeks, that window between which abortion pills can no longer be used and the fetus becomes viable in the eyes of the law. Despite Montana's passage of an abortion amendment, there's clearly room for common sense regulations that protect the life and health of viable children and their mothers. It's unfortunate that Planned Parenthood and their friends on the court see it differently. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlocki reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right, thanks to Jeff Laslofsky for another great update. And he's exactly right. The judiciary is the last bastion of far-left liberalism in Montana. Outright abuse of power, especially on the left-wing majority of the Montana Supreme Court. That's why judicial reform has to be a top priority here in the final half of the legislative session for the Montana legislature. All right, everybody get together, get it done. Now is not the time to get weak-kneed and get all wobbly on us. All right, we got open phones and more coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Build a better mousetrap and the world will give a path to your door. But in big chunks of the economy where government regulation holds sway, that doesn't really apply. Two that immediately come to mind are regulated utilities and medical drugs and equipment. The path to profit for a utility, in the language of the industry, is getting new investment into the rate base. That means building new things that the regulator agrees are needed, or prudent, in the language of regulation. This increases the capital that the company is allowed to earn a rate of return on, which determines prices and revenues. Increasingly, this is a purely political process that has little to do with better mousetraps. New drugs and medical equipment might be incredible, but if they don't get approval from Medicare, they're little value to those who make them. The giant program dominates how companies are paid, since more than 50% of health care is paid for by a federal government agency. One wonders what kind of things might be on our shelves if the bureaucrats had approved them. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.